Legal abortion. Even with widespread contraception available, many pregnancies will be accidental and unwanted. Abortions will take place, legally or illegally, as has been found in all parts of the world. The mortal risks to the mother in the case of illegal abortions are vast, and both these risks and costs will lead to many unwanted children being born as well as many women dying in botched abortions. In countries with legal abortion services, households have a lower risk and lower cost option, and there is strong evidence that the legalization of abortions reduces a country's TFR significantly, by as much as half a child on average, and also reduces maternal mortality. Old age security. Government provision of Social Security for the elderly directly substitutes for one motivation for large families. Even poor countries can gradually provide pensions for the old and can give confidence to today's young generation that such pension coverage will rise over time with economic development. Public leadership. Fertility choices reflect not only individual trade-offs in the marketplace, but also community norms as to the appropriate behavior of young men and women. The age of marriage, the spacing of children, the appropriateness of choosing sterilization, for example, vasectomy or tubal ligation, as a long-term fertility control method after the family size is complete, and public attitudes toward women in the workforce are all culturally conditioned. Public leadership by authority figures in favor of voluntary fertility reduction has played an important role in shifting cultural norms, for example, in accepting modern contraceptive use, and has emboldened women in tradition-bound rural areas to seek family planning services. On the other hand, where authority figures such as religious leaders oppose contraception and family planning, the fertility transition can be delayed. These 9 factors affect fertility decisions, and when all of them point in the same direction of reducing the fertility rate, a country can achieve dramatic results of slowing the population growth through voluntary means in just a few years. Moreover, there are successes in all parts of the world and in all cultures and religions. The common claim, for example, that fertility declines will not occur in the Islamic world is belied by the experience in Iran after the 1979 Iranian Revolution. In the 1970s, Iran began introducing family planning ideas and services, though with very low usage. Immediately after the Iranian Revolution, the new ruling religious authorities embarked on a short-lived pro-natalist position. This was exacerbated by the disastrous and bloody Iran-Iraq War, which further disrupted family planning and decreased the motivation to reduce fertility. The result was a slight increase in fertility rates until the mid-1980s. The TFR averaged 6.6 during 1980 to 1985. Yet soon afterward, the attitude of the political and religious leadership reverted to family planning, and this time with far more energy and cultural legitimacy than before. The TFR actually plummeted from 6.6 in 1980 to 1985 to an astounding 2.1 by 2000 to 2005. Many factors played a role, including increased access to family planning services, a change in public attitudes, and urbanization. One of the major factors, interestingly, was the rising rate of girls' school enrollment. It seems that religiously conservative fathers were more likely to send their daughter to school after the revolution than before. With higher female enrollment and literacy came later marriages and a steep reduction in desired family size. It is ironic that the Bush administration's attitudes toward family planning are in many ways more fundamentalist than Iran's. Africa's prospects. Africa's fertility decline lags the rest of the world. The progress is real, but far too slow. Africa's TFR during 2000 to 2005 averaged around 5, the highest of any region in the world. In the poorest countries of Africa, the fertility rates are even higher, often well above 6.0, with cases such as Chad, 6.5, Mali, 6.7, Burkina Faso, 6.4, Sierra Leone, 6.5, and Niger, 7.5. These countries have every risk factor imaginable: very high child mortality rates, a high proportion of the population in rural areas, largely illiterate populations, lagging women's rights, very low agricultural productivity, and hence low market value of a mother's time, low girls' attendance at school, and even when recorded enrollments are rising, actual attendance can remain extremely low, and little or no access to formal health systems and contraception, and no social safety net.